106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Have you seen the movie American Sniper?
No.
It's a great film. It's, you know, got a lot of action. But I really also like how they highlight post-traumatic stress disorder. It's something that I think we're learning a little bit more about here over the last few years and about how serious it can be. And I think people slowly are starting to really recognize how serious mental health and mental illness is. It certainly deserves a lot more attention than it's been getting.
If we don't talk about it, or if people who are experiencing these things or just trying to be strong, we can really suffer. It's Mental Health Week right now, May 4th to the 10th, and The Outlook is doing a series of mental health articles this month, a series of four. We'll cover a couple of subjects that are really hard to talk about, suicide and post-traumatic stress. Suicide is really difficult, I think, as the media, because our language around it is often uncertain. And also, there's just this unwritten rule that if someone has committed suicide, we don't write about it. The police don't give us information, just out of respect for the family. There's also an idea of this thing called contagion, that if you write about suicide, it will inspire other people to also commit suicide so they can make it in the paper, or just a copycat thing. Information I've gotten out of several conferences I've attended shows that contagion doesn't really happen. But post-traumatic stress, back to where you started, where I'm seeing this really come through is for our first responders.
Yeah.
Firefighters, paramedics, EMTs. Here in Alberta, there have been a number of first responders who have committed suicide as a result of post-traumatic stress. They are not only responding to a traumatic incident for the people involved in incidents, but it's traumatic for them as well to be the first on scene, to be the one deciding how to handle a situation, to be the one cleaning it up.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing a bit of a discussion in the community with these stories coming out. Maybe we can all just be a little more open to looking around us and saying, you know, is there anyone that I know who is like this, or anyone who feels that way? We have the resources out there. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself needing any mental health help, the Canmore Hospital has a walk-in mental yeah. health person on duty, and you can get help immediately.
They're great. When we lost our child back in 2009, I mean, it was a very dark time for us, and we called the local public health unit, and we were referred to someone who came to our house and talked to us. Sometimes just even having someone to talk to is really helpful.
Once you, instead of internalizing it, you can start verbalizing. Your brain starts to make those connections of how you can do things to help yourself. Mm-hmm. Is it taboo anymore? Are we still having a hard time talking about suicide and mental health? I think we are. Mm-hmm. So we should talk more.